And welcome back to the Coaches Show. Time for the Player Spotlight this week. Great to welcome Jacob Tammy here with us. And, of course, you heard the touchdown there a moment ago. And part of the Atlanta comeback got the ball game to overcome. And, of course, Tampa won it in overtime 23-20. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it this week.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This has kind of been an interesting season because of the start and now, I guess, kind of in the middle of the road of fighting through some inner demons that every football team goes through. You're a veteran guy in this league. How do you handle times like this, Jacob?
Well, I think you just keep plugging, keep grinding. I mean, it's been a little bit of a weird thing with our turnovers and our two losses. You have some stuff happen that just doesn't happen very often. And when we can't have it happen, and, you know, we can all be a little bit better. I think we can all be a little better on the details. You know, I could have been better on the pick we threw before the half. We could have been better all over the game and little things here and there. And I know I'll work to get all of my stuff exactly right where I want it, and I think we have everybody on offense that'll do that.
I thought that was something that Matt talked about after the game. You spoke about it. You and I had a chance to visit after the game as well. And he talked about there's really nothing you could throw a blanket on that says, okay, this will take care of the turnovers. They're little screwy individual things, as you said, individual things that each guy needs to concentrate on, whether it's that zone read play where Devontae can't clamp on it so hard that Ryan can't pull it out, those type of things. But it's all stuff that you can get fixed and move forward.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel, you know. I mean, it's not like – that's the great thing. That's the positive thing. The positive thing is we're good. We're really good, mm-hmm. which is a good thing. Yes. And the negative is, you know, we lost a game where – you know, you feel like we hurt ourselves, obviously, that's what I mean. You know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just have to keep improving on the details. You know, it's not like we can't do it. It's just a matter of the details and an attitude of finishing every drive. You know, we've had a lot of turnovers in the red zone, even inside the 15-yard line, 10-yard line. That you know, more than I've maybe even ever seen. So it's not like It's not like we're not doing good things. And now it's just a matter of getting the attitude to finish those drives and just being on the details, not having those little miscues.
Jacob Tammy's with us in the Player Spotlight this week in the Dan Quinn Coaches Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A couple of things. The red zone piece as opposed to the turnovers and the penalties, how does that fit in kind of where you want to fix and what you want to polish here as you guys move forward, particularly Sunday in San Francisco?
Yeah, you know, I think the penalties and the turnovers kind of go into the same area, which is just being on the details. I think the fact that some of the penalties and especially the turnovers have happened in the red zone is just really strange. It's crazy, you know, mm-hmm. to drive the ball all the way down the field and then have something happen and give it away on the 5-10 yard line. And it's happened a couple times in both our losses. So that's the part where, you know, you can't do anything about it except get on the details. Do it all, you know, every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then just translate that into Sunday. I think we have been working hard every week. We've been preparing hard. Occasionally, weird stuff happens. Mm-hmm. But that's not an excuse. That, you know, it's a matter of just finding a way to get a little bit better during the week so then on Sunday we do finish those drives.
It seems like it's the case every week, no matter what city you're in, what teams are playing, the plus-minus ratio in giveaway-takeaway is really where it falls down to. -7 of the Falcons in their two losses, +5 in the win. So it obviously it factors out that way. Were you guys surprised at all at how much zone they played? I was a little surprised that there wasn't more pressure, that they played a lot of zone but really committed 7 guys to try to stop the run.
Yeah, they did. They did show us a lot of zone, you know, and they got the lead on us. You know, that allowed them to do that even more so, I think. But we still found ways to pick at it and get back in the game. And that's really, you mentioned the turnovers. Very rarely when you're -4 do you have a chance to win the game. And I think that's a testament to the grit we have on our team, type of guys we have, the fight. And we did come back and execute, you know, and despite being -4, I mean, it's hard enough -1 or -2. I mean, we're talking about -4.
Right.
And me and everybody else in the building knows we're going to go win that game once we tied it up. I mean, so it was frustrating as heck that we did not finish it off. But there are positives to take from it. The main thing is, you know, we can't be -4.
And the interesting part you just mentioned a moment ago, and it's something we can follow up with here, this is a good team. I mean, and this is a team that's kind of come together pretty quick. I remember we were in the spring together at the golf event, and we were talking just about all the new guys here, and you were one of those new guys. When did this momentum start with this football team? Did it start back then? Did it really gel in training camp when you got everybody together and it became a bit more of a regimented schedule? Or are there bits and pieces along the way here that has made this football team successful?
Well, I think there's bits and pieces along the way. I think really any good team, any team that really gels probably starts back way back in OTAs, you know,
sure.
Or even before OTAs, when it's just workouts, you know, when you're just in the weight room with each other. And I think we've had guys that have been working to make that happen ever since then. And it's really still a process, to be honest with you. It's still happening. You know, when you do have a lot of new faces like we did here this year,
mm-hmm.
It starts way back before OTAs and it continues. You know, the closer you get, I've always said the NFL teams that are most like my high school teams are the ones that are most successful. It's hard at this level to have an NFL team that's a bunch of guys like your high school team was because it's a business.
Yeah.
And people are in and out and there's all this money involved. But when you can get it that way, when guys do come together and play for each other, because that's what football's about. You know, football's about the way it's played at the high school level. You know, that's football when you're out there battling for your brother. And when you can get that at the NFL level,
right.
I think you can get an edge. And I think we're building toward that.
Jacob Tammy in our player spot here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Dan Quinn Coaches Show. Jacob, talk about the evolution of the relationship that you and Ryan are beginning to develop. We had the pleasure of watching Tony Gonzalez in his years here, and Ryan really seemed to really begin to blend with him, and obviously to the extent where he was kind of a go-to guy. You're starting to see that from our perspective,
yeah.
And I know you haven't been here long enough to maybe see that, but it's starting to feel like he's really beginning to lean on you. 10 catches yesterday, over 100 yards, the touchdown. Talk about how that relationship's developing.
Well, I've loved Matt since the day I got here. It's been a lot of fun to be around Matt. Obviously, everyone talks about the fact that I've been with Peyton for my whole career, and that was a huge blessing. Peyton's one of my best friends. I love playing with him. And coming here, you know, Matt has been everything I thought he would be and more. You know, he is like Peyton in a lot of ways, and the way he prepares, the way he leads. Matt is, I think, an elite quarterback in this league. So to be on an offense where you feel like every time a guy can make all the throws and get you in the right spots, that's a lot of fun. You know, from my perspective as far as catches and yards and all that, you know, I want to be available and in the right spot and ready to make a play whenever the ball comes to me. So some games that'll be couple times, some games that might be a bunch of times, and you know, whatever we can do to help get that ball in the end zone, that's what I'm going to try to do.
Let me ask you a little bit more about that in your relationship with Ryan, and I'm not asking you to compare him, because Peyton Manning is incomparable, okay, one of the greats, mm-hmm. maybe the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. But when you start talking about you have played with that guy and you understand what that position is required to do at this level, and what Ryan is able to do, give the fan an idea, because there is some criticism now being handed towards Ryan as he's in a slump and all this kind of stuff. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the slump thing, like, I get it. I mean, I understand. But a lot of times people on the outside don't really understand. Mm. You know, for instance, the pick before the half, that was on me, not Matt. You know, maybe he could have thrown it somewhere else, but I shouldn't have let that ball get picked. I moved when I shouldn't have moved. So there's one. You know, another game, we had a thing, people went the wrong way on the screen pass, ended up getting tipped and intercepted. You know, I mean, it's just little stuff here and there that, you know, Matt's going to be fine. Matt's preparing hard every week, and we're going to be fine there. That stuff is just, you know, when people ask, someone asked me last week, it's like, we're not concerned about Matt. So it's going to be fine there. The offense, we're doing a lot of good things. As far as comparing to Peyton, yeah, I mean, you can't really compare, but what I can compare is they do have a lot of similarities. Matt, the way he prepares, the way he leads. Mm. But, you know, it's one thing to be a leader on Sundays, and it's another thing to be a leader every day during the week. And that's something that Peyton always had, from the beginning of the first day of off season until the end of the season. And that's something that Matt has too. And that's what is fun for me to play with in the quarterback.
It's interesting. Dave brought up the comparison with Manning and the similarities in terms of the guys and getting ready to play and the leadership and stuff like that. When we were told you were going to be with us here today, first thing I thought of is you wrote your name in the record book yesterday with the Falcons with Julio Jones. First guys in Falcon history with double-figure catches and 100 or more yards in the same game. And then I started thinking, well, wait a second. You played with Demaryius Thomas in Denver. Eric Decker in Denver, I guess, for a time, right? Mm-hmm.
Couple good ones well, in then, Indianapolis.
Follow me here, because you were with Marvin Harrison and those guys in Indianapolis too.
Uh-huh.
Jacob, in the dynamic of your career, you've kind of always had some guys here that allowed you to grow. You learned from them. They learned from you. Not many guys get that opportunity who play in this league like that, do they?
I've been around some unbelievable teammates. It's been really cool for me.
I mean, guys like Jeff Saturday at center and guys like that.
Yeah, I mean, Marvin Harrison's last year was my rookie year.
Right.
So, I tell a story about him. He spoke to me about – our lockers were like three lockers apart. And, like, week eight, I was on the training room table, and he came up and said, you know, what's up, Jacob? And I was like, wow, Marvin knows my name.
in week eight, that's good.
Yeah, like week eight. But, you know, he was the nicest guy. He didn't really say much. You know, he's a quiet guy, but he was very nice to me. Reggie Wayne, and then in Denver I was with Demaryius and Eric and Wes Welker.
Right.
And so and Julius Thomas, you know, a heck of a player at tight end. So I've had a lot of great teammates, and it's been fun to be a part of some good offenses.
How then do you from your perspective, gauge where this is? And we talked earlier here at the top about some of the tough spots in the season. You've been through some of this stuff with some of the best players in the league. Do you kind of recall some of the things you've been through when it relates to situations like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, no offense to you guys or anybody else, but I think the key is don't worry about stuff outside the walls.
It's, right.
You know,
absolutely.
Like, you know, the really good teams that I've been on, when you go – every team goes through something like this, where you have some turnovers and you lose a game and everyone's frustrated. The key is, what do you do? You know, do you start listening to people and worrying about what other people are saying? Because what other people are saying is going to be determined by what we go do from this point forward.
Right.
You know, if we come out and keep progressing as the season goes, then people will say what you want people to say, which is, you know, it's a good team and all that. But if you're worried about what people are saying, then, you know, stuff gets affected. So I think the bottom line is, how do we keep improving as a team, you know, as an offense? How do we keep improving and worrying about that and just staying together? The closer we get, you know, when bad things happen, that's when you find out, you know, how close are you. And the fact we had a bunch of bad things happen yesterday and, again, still had a chance to come back and win the game was a good thing. Now it's just a matter of correcting those things. Let's not get in that situation. Let's come out. Let's just stay together and get closer.
How cool has this been for you? I think a lot of people thought Jacob Tammy, go, really good pass-catching tight end, probably won't help you in the run game. That has not been the case at all. You've been a very big part of them running the football. Toy Lolo coming in the game as well. Your guys' ability to secure edge and Devontae running the football. You've been on some really good passing teams, and your teams have had some success running, but now you're one of the top five rushing teams in the league, and you're one of those reasons why.
Well, this has been really cool for me. You know, the run game part has been really cool. I think I've been on teams that ran the ball, you know, fine, but never like this. Never a team where you can come out and know that you can go get 5, 10, 15 yards a pop. So, you know, we have a lot of confidence in our run game. Everyone believes in it. We're going to keep working it. We're going to keep getting better at it. But, yeah, you know, our tight end room, Levine's been doing a heck of a job. You know, when I'm in there, you know, I know we all have the same attitude, and it's that what are we going to do to give Devontae or Tevin or whoever's back there room to make a play for us, and everyone's on the same page. All 11 guys are on the same page, and that's what's been cool about the run game since I've got here. And they give us, you know, we all have a chance to be aggressive and just go grind. And that's what I want to be able to do in the run game. Just let's just go get them. Let's go get after them, and let's give them a chance to hit a hole. And, you know, if we can keep doing that, we'll keep improving on that too.
Too quick a visit today. We don't have enough time to talk about favorite golf courses, favorite foursomes.
Wildcats. Yeah, we got to get him back.
Two good topics.
Golf courses and Wildcats or golf courses and foursomes?
Golf courses and Wildcats.
Okay, got it.
Watch yourself now.
Well, no, foursomes playing golf now. You know what I mean. Great to have you with us. Thanks for coming by.
All right. Yeah, thank you, guys.